Hey, here's a line from a letter that a New York hedge fund sent to investors. Quote, "The meltdown in the subprime mortgage market has been absolutely stunning." Sounds like bad news, but maybe not for everybody. According to a website for investors, the hedge fund goes on to invite readers to capitalize from the carnage. That means investing in mortgages at fire sale prices. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, plenty of other investors are looking to profit from the problems in the mortgage industry.
Shopping for mortgage bonds these days is kind of like buying vinyl records at a garage sale. There might be some bargains in the bin, but you won't know till you get them on a turntable and find out just how badly scratched they are.
There are some opportunities to take advantage of now, but the peak of the opportunity hasn't come yet, and it's coming soon.
That's James Medanek of Black Pearl Asset Management in California. He's looking to buy mortgages later this year once the price is right. These days, most mortgages are bundled into securities and sold to investors who count on borrowers, even the high-risk ones, making their monthly payments. For years, when home prices were rising, most borrowers did pay. But with home prices leveling off or even falling this year, more than 1 million borrowers are expected to default on their mortgages. Managing Director Fred Cannon of the investment bank Keefe, Bruyette & Woods says it turns out the models used for predicting defaults weren't as good as people thought.
For example, generally credit scores are a great indicator of an individual's ability and willingness to pay back a mortgage. It turned out that while that is an important indicator, a bigger indicator turned out to be home price appreciation, or in the case of this last year, depreciation.
With defaults rising, most investors have been scared off, and the market for mortgage-backed securities has all but dried up. The few that are being sold are selling at a discount. That's where bargain hunters like Medanek see a buying opportunity.
There are underlying all of these packages of loans some good loans, some loans that will not default, will not be foreclosed. So what we're trying to do is estimate the amount of the loans that will survive, that will continue to pay, even in the harshest of conditions.
To find the most bulletproof mortgages, Medanek looks for borrowers who live in their home, rather than real estate speculators who are more likely to walk away from a mortgage. He also tries to avoid buying too many home loans in a single area of the country. Other contrarian investors are also on the lookout. Wilbur Ross, who made a fortune investing in troubled steel and coal companies, has put $50 million into the bankrupt American Home Mortgage Company. Bank of America invested $2 billion in the struggling home lender Countrywide. That gives B of A the option to buy a substantial stake in Countrywide at below market prices. Cabot Money Management's Rob Lutz says this kind of bargain hunting takes deep pockets and nerves.
It's not a time for amateurs because this is still a dangerous sector of the market.
Daring investors who do put money in the mortgage market may be helping borrowers as well as themselves, while those who follow their natural instincts to steer clear could make matters worse. That's because the tighter the credit crunch gets, the more borrowers are likely to default on their loans. Bank of America calls its Countrywide investment both a show of confidence in the lender and an effort to put much-needed liquidity back in the mortgage business. Scott Horsley, NPR News.